All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Today's daf is Ayin Tes 79. We have a beautiful blank gemara ahead of us today. So we are up to top of Ayin Tes, Amar Rav Huna, third line down. So we'll say, if you remember, again, just reorient ourselves for a moment, we had a riveting machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan, Chananya and the Rabbanon, namely about whether or not the prohibition of Osovi Espino, slaughtering the mother and the father, does it only apply, slaughtering the child and its young on the same day. So we had a machlokes, does that halacha just apply to a mother and her offspring, or to a father and the offspring as well? The Rabbanan telling us that ultimately it only applies to the mother and its offspring. Ultimately, again, Chananya telling us that it applies halacha lamaisa to the mother as well as to the father. Alright, you know what, we'll look at the Shulchan Aruch in a little bit. Let me just pull it up here so that I have it when we're ready. I'm sorry. Shulchan Aruch. And this will be 16. Okay. Fine, so that is the Machlokis. Now the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. So comes along Rav Huna Bar Chiya and says the name of Shmuel that the halacha follows Chananya. Namely, that the halacha of Osovi Espino applies both to a mother and its young as well as to a father and its young. Va'az de Shmuel Atame. Now we'll say Shmuel goes according to his reasoning. Why? This nan, here we go. This is actually quite interesting. This nan, Rabbi Huda Omer, Hanoladim min Hasos. We will say the offspring of a horse. Afa pisha avihen chamor, even though again their father is a donkey. And I will say that's not meant to be a shtach. That's just a literal statement. The father's a donkey. Right? So the idea over here is the mother is a horse, the father's a donkey. So we'll say, so what's the halacha? What's the status of that offspring? Afa pisha avihen chamor, even though again, ultimately the father is a donkey. Nevertheless, mutarin zebazev, the offspring are permitted to go ahead and you are permitted to mate the offspring together. Now look at Rashi for just a moment. So you have a mother who's a horse, a father who's a donkey. So I guess the offspring is a mule, right? So what happens now if you have a male mule and a female mule, you can mate them together. Rashi says, afapi shaden char mutarin, pered zachar ben sus nekeva in preda nekeva bas sus nekeva. So we'll say ultimately again, so the idea of here is you can mate the offspring with each other. So the Gemara goes weiter. Aval hanoladin min hachamar, im hanoladin min hasus, asurin. But ultimately again, if you have offspring that comes from the mother that's a donkey, right, and or from a mother that's a horse, ultimately, again, these will be usher to go ahead and marry one another. So the Rashi says, "Aval pradim hanoladim min asus nekeva, asurim pradim hanoladim min achomer nekeva." The shemin choshen zera'av. So we'll say, so as we're going to see in just a moment, what a lot of this boils down to is: does paternity play a role in animal identity? Does paternity play a role in animal identity? Or to say it simpler, do we say choshesh and the zera ha'av? Right? Do we pay attention ultimately again to the father, or do we just focus ultimately again on the mother? And Rabbi Huda says as follows: Amar Shmuel, Zudiv Rabbi Huda. We'll say all of this is reflective of the view of Rabbi Huda, because what does Rabbi Huda say? Do Amar in choshesh and the zera ha'av. So ultimately, again, Rabbi Huda is of the opinion that we're not choshesh for paternity when it comes to animals. Aval chachamim, the chachamim say, kol minei pradus achas hein. The chachamim, interestingly enough, say that all types of mules are treated the same. So meaning, whether the father is a donkey and the mother is a horse, or the mother is a donkey and the father is a horse, doesn't make any difference. At the end of the day, as long as the offspring come from the same type of parents, same men of parents, ultimately, again, there will be no issue of crossbreeding, no issue of kilayim. So the Gemara says, "Man chachamim, who are the chachamim? Chananya hu do amar choshishin lezera ha'av." Ultimately, again, it is Chananya who says Choshen Zarav. So let's say I want to point out something very interesting over here. So you see what's happening? See, watch this case. So let's assume for a moment that if you have two animals, a male and a female, this is really actually very interesting. If you have two animals, right? Father's a donkey, mother's a horse, right? So it seems to me that everyone will agree that halacha l'maisa, you can mate the offspring of those two unions together because they are the same. The shaila comes up in the following situation. Just follow this for just a moment. So animal, right? Couple one, father's a horse, mother's a donkey. They give birth to a male mule, okay? It's case number two, father's a donkey, mother's a horse. They give birth to a female mule. Can you go ahead and mate that offspring together? So on one hand, if you say choshishin lezera ha'av, that paternity plays a role, that means the identity of the father and the mother are both important and dominant, which then tells you that essentially the offspring is the same. The offspring both are the product of a mule and a horse. The fact that in one offspring it's a mother, mother's a horse, the second offspring the father's a horse, that doesn't make a difference. If on the other hand, you hold in choshishim lezera'av, which means that paternity does not play a role in animal identity, then what? Then essentially I will say when determining the identity of the animal, who do we look at? Who do we look at? The mother. And in that case, again, if the mother is a mule, by one, and the mother is a horse in the other, that'll be kilayim. Ultimately, again, you'd be prohibited to go ahead and make those two species. So that's the machlokes that's unfolding over here. Ibayluhu. We'll say we are at Ayin Test 79A, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 lines down from the top. Ibayluhu. So we'll say, here we go. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Mi Pashatev Rabbi Yehuda, Din Choshen Zera'av. So does Rabbi Yehuda hold, is he certain that we don't have to take paternity into account, which also means that in determining the identity of the animal, we don't really look so much at the identity of the father, but rather, again, it's the mother who's really almost solely determines identity. Oh, Dilma Sapuki Misapkele. Or maybe Rabbi Huda isn't exactly so definitive. In other words, maybe he's not absolutely sure. He just has a suffix, and because of the suffix, therefore he rules stringently. So the Gemara says, Lamai nafkamina, what does it matter? At the end of the day, isn't the result the same? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why it matters. Lemishre pri im ha'aim. Well, so I'll tell you why it matters. Would you go ahead, look at Rashi for just a moment, nafkamina lemishre pri im ha'aim. So we'll say, so the question would be, literally translated, do you permit the offspring to mate with its mother? Now that's not literal. Instead, what it means is, would you permit the offspring to mate with the same type of species that of its mother? So for example, Rashi says, Pered ben sus nekeva, laharbiya sus nekeva. Bosa, I'll tell you where it comes up. Watch this. Let's say you have father's a donkey. Mother is a horse. They give birth, mazel tov, to a female, a mule. So the shaila is, can you mate her with a horse? Can you mate her with a horse? Can you mate the offspring with the same species of the mother? So I'll say, so what does this mean? Let's analyze this. E amrit mifshat pshitale. So I'll say, if you hold that ultimately, again, Rabbi Huda holds definitively, in choshishin lezera ha'av, that we do not pay attention to paternity, then pshitale pri im ha'im shari. Then I will say, if you're not concerned ultimately again with the zera'av, which means I'm not concerned at all that there's any donkey identity in this offspring. But essentially, again, if the mother's a horse, then the offspring is a horse. Then what? There's no problem to mate it with a horse. Eli'i amrit sapuki misapkile. But if you want to say that ultimately again, it's a suffix, we're not sure, are we choshesh v'zera'av, not choshesh v'zera'av, then what? Pri'ima'im aser. Then you would not mate the offspring with the father's a donkey, the mother is a horse. You would not mate that female offspring with what? You wouldn't mate it with a horse. That's the nafkamina. So my, so which way is it? When we say that Rabbi Yehuda holds in choshishim lezera ha'av, that we do not take paternity into account by animals, so what are we talking about? Is that a definitive statement? Or is that a suffix statement? So here we go. My, so Tashba, Rabbi Huda, Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Kol hanoladim min hasus, anything that is born of a horse, this is the mother's a horse. Afapi, shavi and chomer, even though the father is mamish a donkey, right? A donkey through and through. So we'll say, so what's the halacha? Avi shavi and chomer, mutarin zebaze. So we'll listen to this. So anything that comes, so the way this sounds like is as follows. Anything that comes from a horse, right? Anything that comes from a horse, even if the father is a donkey, the offspring of these unions are permitted to go ahead and breed with each other. Say, hey, Chidami, what's the case? So we'll say, if you're telling me that there are two couples, right? Two couples. Couple number one, the father is a donkey, mother's a horse. Couple number two, the father's a donkey, the mother's a horse. Kinai Nahara, they both have offspring, one male, one female, and they make a shidduch between the two of them. So what's the shayla? Of course those two animals could mate. Why? Because they're the same. They're the same. So Ella lav da'avua da'haisus va'avua da'haichomer. Rather, what must we be saying? Here's the following case we're both saying. In one case, father's a donkey, mother's a horse. In case number two, father's a horse, mother's a donkey. And what does the Brisa seem to be saying? That you can mate their offspring with each other. Vikatani mutarim zebaze. That will say ultimately again, and it says, you can mate them with each other. So we'll say, so what does that tell you? Alma mifshat pshitale. Therefore, ultimately again, it must be clear that he holds that what? In choshishin lezera ha'av. To which the Gemara says, lo. The olam davua da'ai chamer vavua da'ai chamer. It's not true. The case actually that we're talking about, I will say, is where the two couples are the same. Right? In couple number one, father's a donkey, mother's a horse. Couple number two, father's a donkey, mother's a horse. They have offspring, and the Brisa is telling me that the offspring is permitted to go ahead and marry each other. Vidika amrit tzvicha lemeimar. So ultimately, again, you told me about that case, is obvious that offspring could mate with each other. Why would there be a need to tell you? I'll tell you why. Ma'udetema, what would I have thought? Asit tzad sus mishtamish b'tzad chomer. B'tzad chomer, or chamor, mishtamish b'tzad sus. So we'll say, I might have thought as follows. I might have thought that maybe even in this case, where in both couples, father's a donkey, mother's a horse, one gives birth to a male, one gives birth to a female. So you're saying it's obvious that the offspring is permitted to mate. Why? Why? Because they're mamish the same. You know, I would have thought as follows. Still, each of these animals has a tzad chomer, a tzad chamor, and a tzad sus. Maybe when they get together, so the tzad chamor of one mates with the tzad sus of the other. The tzad sus of one mates with the tzad chamor of the other. And that's problematic. To which the Gemara says, Kamashmolam, that's not the case. Kamashmolam, we just look at their status. Their status is they're both the products of the same exact type of union and therefore are permitted to mate with one another. Tashma, Rabbi Huda says, Preda shetava. Supposed to say if you have a mule, that is ready to accept a mate. So now you want to bring a male to her. So we'll say, so what's the halacha? Ein marbiin aleha lo sus velo chamar. So you can't mate the female mule, you can't mate her with a horse or with a donkey. Rather, so what do you mate her with? Ela mina. You find another mule. Right? You can't go ahead and mate her with a horse or with a donkey. Ultimately, we'll say because that would be crossbreeding, right? So instead, you can only mate her with a donkey. Rashi says, "Lo min sus, lo sus gomer, v'lo pered ben sus." Yeah, elamina kilomer ad she yodea lecha me'eza minhu. Sometimes she'd have to go ahead and make sure that you know that it's a male mule, and you can mate her with that. V'amrit mifshap shitalei. And if you say ultimately again that according to Rabbi Huda, it was pashit dein choshishin lezera av, that we do not worry about paternity, then what? Lir ba'ala mina di'ima. Ultimately, again, you could mate this mule with what? The same type of species of her mother. Right? In other words, as long as you know what the mother of the mule was, you can mate her with that same type of species because in choshishin lezerahav, to which the Gemara says, okay, de lo yadinan mina di'ima mainihu. The case that we're dealing with over here is all we know is about this mule that we have in front of us. We don't know what species her mother was. So the Gemara says, vaha. Ela mina katani. But one second. But the Brisa explicitly says that you could only mate her with her type of species. So you must know what her species is. To which the Gemara says, "Hachi kat." So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamer." This is what it means to say, "Ein marbiin aleha lo min sus v'lo min chamer lefi she'in yodin bimina." What the Braisa means to say is, you cannot mate her with a horse or with a donkey, for you do not know exactly what species she belongs to. So both say the Gemara says and says something very interesting. So essentially what you're saying over here is you're a bit stuck in terms of how to have her breed, because you're not exactly sure what her min is. To which the Gemara says, I'll give you a simple answer. V'livdok b'simanin. There's a way to check. Right? There's a way to check. How do you check? Damar Abaye says, Avi Kale Bar Chamra. So apparently Rabbi said the offspring of donkeys, in other words, donkeys have deeper voices. Snif Kale Bar Susya. Higher pitched voices are horses. So why don't you, have a single couple of notes, you know, whatever it is, right? To have it go and make some sounds. You could tell if it's a donkey or if it's a horse. Varma Papa. There are other ways. Rav Revan Udne Vizutra Gnufte. If it has long ears, right, longer ears and shorter tail, bar chamra, that's a donkey. Zuchran udne, if it has smaller ears, verava gubnese, and a longer tail, bar susya, ultimately, again, that's a horse. So we'll say, so there are ways that you could check to figure out what the species is. Or specifically, this would seem really to go ahead and tell us what species the mother was. That's how the Gemara seems to understand the checking of these simanim. So check the, so I will say three different simanim. Voice, deep voice donkey, high pitched voice horse, ears, long ears donkey, shorter ears horse, tail, long tail donkey, short tail horse. Just check. To which the Gemara says, Ravosai, bless you, Alchemai Askina, what's the case? This is an animal with tsaris. Be'ilemes, it's a mute animal, vigidemes. And ultimately, again, its ears, tails, cut off. So the animal's got a lot going on. But bottom line is, you don't have this simanim in place to be able to check it. So the Gemara says, my havi Allah. Okay, so nu, what's the halacha? I will say. So, do we say choshesh in the zera'av? Not choshesh in the zera'av or not? Tashma de amar rafun, the braid Rabbi Yoshua. Hakol modin bepri im ha'im sha'aser. Everyone agrees that's what Rabbi say. If you have an animal that is born, right? Let's say, for example, this animal that is the product of a chamar, and the sus, the mother is a horse, the father is a donkey. So everyone agrees that what? That you may not go ahead and mate this animal, the offspring, with the same species of the mother. So for example, the father's a horse, let's keep it easy. Father's a horse, mother's a donkey. You have the offspring in a keva. You would not be permitted to mate that offspring with a donkey. Why not? Because apparently, again, Shmamina Sapuki Misakli. Because apparently, again, we're not sure. Do we say Choshishin Lezara'av or in Choshishin Lezara'av? Does paternity play a role or not? If we were sure that paternity does not play a role, then what? You would absolutely, then you're right. Then Halacha Lamaisa, we would say you could go ahead and mate the animal in this way. But because we're Mesupok, ultimately, again, you are not permitted to do the Shmamina. Ultimately, again, indeed, learn this halacha. So we'll say, the Gemara goes by. Amar Rav Abba l'shamei, kimalis li kudnaisa berispak, which means you go ahead and you attach mules to my wagon, to lead my wagon. Ayin lahanach de damien lahadadi v'ayali. Do me a favor. Make sure you examine the mules, that they look exactly the same, and only then attach them to my wagon. So we'll say, what Rabbi Abba is concerned about is what? Kilai, right? Remember again, the halacha is, the prohibition of kilayim, of forbidden mixtures, doesn't just say that you can't mate animals together, but or I should say different animals together, but you also what? You can't work them together. So apparently what Rabbi Abba is saying is, you're going to have my wagon pulled by mules. Do me a favor, I need you to do a physical inspection to make sure that they're the same. Rashi says, Dami lahadadi, Baznayim with their ears, Bezanav with their tail, Mishum manig bikilayim, because I don't want to run into any kilayim problems. So examine the animals, make sure they look the same, and ultimately then you can hitch them up. So the Gemara says as follows, Alma kasavra in choshishin lezera ha'av. So ultimately, again, first of all, you see that what? Rabbi Abba holds that we are not choshish for paternity. Right? That ultimately, again, we only look at the identity of the mother. And paternity, again, does not play a role over here. Rashi says over here, Vavi kelayim b'nei hachamuro, b'nei hasusya, Remember again, Abosai, if you hold Choshishin Lezera Ha'av, so pretty much, Abosai, all mules will never be kelaim with each other. Why not? Abosai, a mule is the product of, right, a horse and a donkey. So we'll say, if you hold Choshishin Lezera Ha'av, that paternity plays a role, there's never a problem with kelaim with mules. Why? Why? Because they're the same. The fact that one mule has a father who's a donkey, a mother who's a horse, and the second mule has a father who's a horse and a mother who's a donkey is irrelevant because paternity plays a role. It's only if you hold Ein Choshish and Lezera Ha'av that ultimately, again, we don't look at paternity, we only look at the mother, that you could have a problem with putting mules together. Because also you could have a situation where even though, quote-unquote, both animals are mules, if one of them, the mother, is a donkey, and one of them, the mother, is a horse, putting those two together, I will say, would it be kelaim? Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Excellent, right? Right? Why? Because amazingly enough, they're both mules. That's the interesting part about this, right? They are both mules. But again, remember, everything... But the question is, you could be called a mule, but yet halachically still be dissimilar from another mule. Everything depends on whether or not we take paternity into account. Because remember, again, with this mule, you could be a mule with a mother who's a donkey, and you could be a mule with a mother who is a horse. If you hold in Choshish and Lezera Ha'av, therefore, again, all we look at is the mother. Which means, if you put two mules together, that could still be kelayim. If one of them has a donkey mother, and one of them has a horse mother. If you hold Choshish and Lezera Ha'av, that paternity plays a role. That's beautiful. Why? Because then we look at the identity of both parents. When you look at the identity of both parents, then we know every mule is the same. Because every mule has one parent who's a horse, one parent who's a donkey, and therefore, again, there's no crossbreeding. Amazing. So the Gemara says as follows. So therefore, Rabbi Abba, the fact that Rabbi Abba says to his servant, do me a favor, visual inspection of the mules. I guess mules also look a little bit different. I guess if the mother's a donkey or the mother's a horse, the fact that you can't just put two mules together, but you need to do this investigation before you put them together, tells us that what? In Choshish and Lezera Av, that we do not take paternity into account, only maternity. So Amar Kasavin Choshish Av, Amar Bezer, well, sign, turn the page. Number two, what else do we see from here? Something very interesting. Visimanin Da'araisa. And I will say what you also see over here is something very interesting, which is that physical qualities are enough to create biblical status. Look at Rashi. V'simanin d'oraisa, midesamech ha-simanin v'shar isur alayhu, shma mina ahad v'samchinan b'chazar ha-saveh, d'kamina b'elam etzias. D'oraisi hi. So I'll say, interestingly enough, remember again, the prohibition of kilayim, of working with forbidden mixtures, is a biblical prohibition. Yet, interestingly enough, you see that Rabbi Abba is telling his servant that as long as you could physically, right, as long as you could see a difference, that's enough. As long as the simanim of the animal look the same, that's good enough. You see from here that simanim are d'oraisa, that the ability to physically identify something with external signs is enough to create a biblical reality. So we'll say, so amazingly enough, so remember again, going back to our Elam Metzias days, feels like years ago, because it is years ago. All right, so I'll say, so again, remember, Elam Metzias, I lose an object, you find it, I go over to you, you say, no problem, give me a simon. I give you a simon. My ability to provide a simon, to provide a defining mark or characteristic of that trait, allows me to retain or regain ownership on a biblical level. Simanim ar d'oraisa. It's amazing, Gemara. It's Tana Rabbanan. So we'll say, Osovi Espino. No, so we'll say, we go right there. So first of all, let me tell you this halacha, because I don't want to keep you in too much suspense. Listen to this. So the Shulchan Aruch Rabbosai says as follows. Well, actually, I'm going to tell you the halacha at the end. Let's go. Says the Imam, keep you in suspense. Then Rabbanan, Osovi Espino, Noi Bikalayim Ubekai. Supposed to be go back there. The prohibition of Osovi Espino applies Kilayim in crossbreeds, right, and a Koi. Now, we'll say, now what is a Koi? We're going to define it, but look at Rashi for just a moment. Second short line in Rashi, a Koi. Min Tayish. So we'll say a koi is the result ultimately again of a goat which mates with a deer. A goat and the deer produce ultimately again a koi, right? That's what it's called. So the Gemara Rashi says, Va'afagav d'shar kesef tziv lo ksiv tziv ayal. So I will say, so by the way, you're going to see the interesting part about a koi, I will say, is that what? What's fascinating about this is you have a father who is a behema. Again, not a descriptive term, right? Or a descriptive term, right? I'm not talking about his midos, right? A father who's a behema and a mother who's a chaya. That really doesn't sound right. Right? So again, I just want to point out why this is a very interesting animal classification. Father's a behema, mother's a chaya, right? Two different, no, I know a lot of people like that. Right? So interestingly enough, that's the result over here. So we're going to see this poses all kinds of interesting halachic issues. But for our purposes right now, the Gemara says that Osovius Mino applies to Kilayim. So if you have an animal that's a result of crossbreeding, and a Kai, right? Now a Kai is also a result of crossbreeding. The reason why a Kai is different is why, because I just said, it's crossbreeding between a Behema and a Chaya. That's unique. Normally when we speak about crossbreeding, we normally speak about still crossbreeding within the same categories, thank you. Right? Of behemoths with behemoths or chayis with chayis. So chayis is going to be different. So watch this. Rabbi Elazar Omer, b'kelayim haba mina ezo mina rachel, osovies b'no nohed. So as Rabbi Elazar says, I agree that ultimately osovies b'no applies to crossbreeding, but only when you have crossbreeding within the same category. So for example, if you have a goat which mates with a sheep, a goat that mates with a sheep, that's kelayim, but ultimately again, the result is still subject to osovies b'no. However, Kai ain osovias b'no nohegbo. So we'll say, comes along and he disagrees. He says, Kilayim is subject to osovias b'no, as long as that crossbreeding, that Kilayim is in the same categories. Once you do inter-category crossbreeding, like behemoths and chayas together like a Kai, osovias b'no does not apply to that. Amrat chista, eizuhu Kai, shenechluku bo Rabbi Eliezer b'chachamim. What's the case of Kai that Rabbi Elazar and Chacham argue about? Zehaba minat hayish uminat zviya. This is an animal which is the result ultimately again of a goat and a deer. A goat and a deer. Sehechi dami. What's the case? So the Gemara says, Ilema b'tayish haba ala tzviya. See, if you want to say it's a goat, a male goat, which mates with a female deer. V'yalda, and ultimately again, and it gives birth. Vikashachet le ulibra. And I will say, what's the case? So now the male goat fathers a child with a female deer, gives birth to offspring. If you're telling me now that what's the case? Vikashachet. I then go and shecht the mother, the deer, ulibra, and I go ahead and then shecht the kai afterwards. So is that the case of Osovius Mino that you're referring to? Vam Rav Chista, hakom odim behit sivya ubinot tayish shepater. Let's say everyone agrees that what? That if the mother is a deer and her offspring is a goat, that ultimately again there is no osovias b'no. After all, what does the Torah say? Se ubino amrachmano, velo tzvi ubino. See, I will say it is very clear in the pasuk of osovias b'no that what does it say? Vishar ose. Vishar ose osovias b'no lo sishchatu biomechad. Which I will say tells you what? Tells you that the halacha of osovia spino applies to behemoths, doesn't apply to chayas. So ultimately, again, if you're shechting the mother, the deer, and then you're shechting her offspring afterwards, osovia spino doesn't apply to that case. Right? Because why? Because of the mother. The mother herself, who is a chaya, a deer, the halacha of osovia spino is clearly stated in the context of behemoths, not in the context of chayas. Elos, rather, what do you have to say the case is? And I was going to say, so if you're telling me now that osovia spino applies to a kai. So I would have thought, again, the simplest application of that is, you shecht the kai's mother. The kai's mother is a deer. And then you shecht the kai. That's osovia spino. Notice that can't be the case we're referring to. Why? Because everyone agrees, apparently, that the mother is not in the parsha of osovia spino. Why? Because ultimately, again, she is a behema. She's a chaya, right? And the pasuk by Osovia Spino says, Shor Ose, behemoth. So what's the case? Ella, v'tzvi haba al hataisha, v'yolda, so what's the case? The case is where you have a male deer that ultimately mated with a female goat. And what happens, v'yolda, she has offspring. V'kashachit la ulibra. Oh, so I'll say this case is a little bit better. In this case over here, the father is the deer, the mother is the goat, the mother gives birth, and now what's going to happen? You're going to shecht the mother and her offspring on the same day. So also remember again, the mother is a behema, right? The mother is a behema. The offspring is a koi, right? A koi. So maybe that's the case of also via spino by a koi. For Amar Rav Chisda said, Hakom Odim, everyone agrees, Behi Taisha Ubinatsvi, where the mother is a goat and the offspring is a deer, Shechayiv. Ultimately, again, that you will be chayiv for Osovi Espino. Why? Se Amrachmana Ubino Koldu. Because ultimately, you can also say, that's an easy, so the Gemara, interestingly enough, says, that's an easy case. Right? Come on. Don't give me that. Right? That's easy. That's too obvious. The mother in that case is a se. So it's like, if the mother is a se, then what? Then what? There's nothing to talk about. Rabbi says, it's actually very interesting. Because if the mother is a se, remember, how does the Torah phrase the prohibition? Bishar o se, Osovi Espino. Which tells me, that as long as the mother fits into the category of a behema, the prohibition of Osovius applies to the mother and her offspring, whatever the nature of that offspring. So that case is obvious. So we'll say, tell me the Chiddushtika case of where ultimately, again, a guy will be subject to Osovius Beno. To which the Gemara says, okay, the Olam, we're going to go back to what we said before, the Olam, the Tayish Haba Alat Sviya. Well, so we're going back to what we said before. The case is where you have a goat which mates with a deer, right? The mother is a deer, the father is a goat. What happens? V'yolda bas, now here we go. They have offspring. They give birth to a female animal. Ubas yolda ben, and then Baruch Hashem, the daughter has a child, right? The daughter gives birth to male, bless you, gives birth to male offspring. V'kashachat la ulibra. Oh, so we'll say, so what's happening over here? The case of Osovi Espino by Akai is actually not talking about the deer mother. Rather, what's the case? What do we need? Like a shtickle family tree over here. Right? We've got father goat, mother deer. Mazel tov, they have offspring. Onikeva. She's called, we'll call her? Koi. Simple, easy to understand. Right? Koi. Right? That she's Koi. Koi Nikeva then has a son. We'll call him? Ben Kai, right? Ben Kai. So I say, so what happens now? What are we saying? So the halacha is, if you go ahead and you shecht Kai, and you shecht her son on that same day, that's the prohibition of Osol the Espino lo sishchatu biyom echad. Right? So that's the case of Kai that is subject ultimately again to Osol the Espino. So watch this. I shouldn't say the halacha. That's the case we're dealing with over here. So daughter Kai, and her son, Ben Kai, ultimately again are getting shechted on the same day. I shouldn't say the halacha. Shaila is that called Osovi Espino? To which the Gemara says, Rabbanan Savri, Choshishim Lezera Ha'av. So I will say, so the Rabbanan say, ultimately again, we are Choshish for paternity. If we're Choshish for paternity, therefore what? Therefore, to both say, this Kai is called the Seh. Right? This Kai is called the Seh. The Seh, Apilu Miktas Seh. And then, even remember again, this Kai has some level of sheep identity. And if the Kai has some level of sheep identity, therefore it's subject to Osovi Espino. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Ein Choshishin Lezerahav. We are not Choshish, ultimately again, we are not Choshish for paternity. And therefore what? Seh Lo Amrinon. Miktas Seh Lo Amrinon. Ultimately again, a partial paternal sheep identity does not play any role in creating the identity of this animal. I'm sorry? The kai made it with a seh. With a seh, I'm sorry. Right? The kai, nikeva kai, made it with a seh. That's the case over here. So it says, liflog, b'choshishin l'zera ha'av. So one second. So why don't we say over here that they're just having another machlokis of choshish and lezera ha'av? So we're back to kind of where we were before. Does paternity play a role in animal identity or not? If that's what you're arguing about, just say it. To which the Gemara says, I'm sorry, we have a machlokis, right? That's chayin rabbanon. Ipolik bahi. Because if you would just frame the machlokes, ultimately, again, it's choshish and lezera ha'av or not, hava amina baha, afilu rabbanon modu deseh, va'afilu miktas seh lo aminan. I might have thought that even the rabbanon hold, that I will say a partial sheep identity does not play a role over here. Kamash volan that is not the case. I v'ha disnan Kai ein shochtin osobiyam. This is supposed to say, I want to show you something very interesting here. In this case, we see as follows. If you have the kai, and you shecht, we're going to spend time on this, it's going to be another parak. If by kisi hadam, so the halacha is that if you shecht a chaya, you have to cover the blood, right? What happens if you shecht a chaya on yomtiv? So we're going to discuss this about preparing dirt ahead of time. If you don't have dirt prepared ahead of time, see, interestingly enough, the Mishnah says ideally you shouldn't shecht a chaya on yomtiv. Why not, Rabbi Hussein? Because interestingly enough, we're not sure what the status of a kai is. Remember again, a kai is the result of a behema and a chayo, right? So ultimately, again, because we're not sure about the identity of a kai, therefore what? We are better off, halacha lemaisa, not shechting it on yomtiv. We're better not shechting. Why? This way you avoid any issues of kisei hadam. So the Gemara says, kai ain't shochin osa b'yomtiv. And if you did shecht it, ein mechasin es damo. We do not go ahead and cover its blood. Look at Rashi just a moment. In shochtin osa b'yamtiv, lefi shein yachal lechasoso v'lidchos yamtiv misafik im shachto. So I'll say, the issue over here is, let's say, for argument's sake, for our purposes right now, dirt is mukta. Right? So therefore, again, I might have license to move dirt if an animal is biblically obligated in kisei adam. The problem is, if I have a koi, I don't know what its identity is. If I don't know what its identity is, I can't start moving dirt on yomtiv. So therefore, what's the simple remedy? Don't shecht it on yomtiv. Don't shecht it on yomtiv. Now, what if you did? If you did shecht it on yomtiv, the halacha is, don't cover the blood. In other words, don't move the dirt for this purpose. So the Gemara says, what's the case? So let's analyze this. What kind of kai are we talking about? Here we go. The yalda, if you're talking about a goat which mated with a deer and then gave birth to offspring, bein the rabbanon, bein the Rabbi Eliezer, lishchot v'lichsi, right? Both according to the rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer, ultimately again we should shecht and we should cover the blood. Why, Rabbi Osai? Because ultimately again, vafilu af, why? Because we'll say, watch this. If you hold, because remember, even if you hold in choshishin lezara'av, I should say, whether you hold choshen lezara'av or don't hold choshen lezara'av, this animal is what? Part deer. If it's part deer, then what's the halacha, Rabbi Hussein? It should be chayiv in kisei hadam, right? Tzvi v'afilu miktsas tzvi, right? Whether you're a whole deer, part of a deer, if you have deer identity in some way, you should be chayiv in kisei hadam. Ella, rather, what do you have to say the case is? The tzvi haba ala taisha. Rather, you have to say, Rabbi, that it's talking about a male deer which mates with a female goat. Oh, the yaldan gives birth. Now, Rabbi, say now the shail is, what do I do if I want to shech? If what do I do with this tkay on yomtiv? Il rabbanon lishchot v'lichsi. So, Rabbi, according to the rabbanon, ultimately again, I can shecht and I can cover the blood. Why, Rabbi, say why? Because rabbanon hold what? Choshishin lezera ha'av. And therefore, if choshin lezera ha'av, paternity plays a role. Therefore, what? This animal is part what? Part deer. And because it's part deer, therefore it gets kisei hadam. Il Rabbi Eliezer, lishchot v'lo lichtzi. According to Rabbi Eliezer, will say, that's easy. Ein choshishin lezera ha'av. If you hold in choshishin lezera ha'av, then what? Then what? What is it? It's not a deer. If it's not a deer, then what? There's no din of kisei hadam. If there's no din of kisei hadam, then what? Shechter an yamtiv. What's the problem here? To which the Gemara says, v'rabanon, sapuki misapkile. In reality, again, the rabbis are misupak. They're just not sure. I choshishin lezera ha'av. I ein choshishin lezera. I ein choshishin. So we'll say, in fact, the rabbanon are misupak. They're just not sure. Do we say choshishin lezera ha'av? In choshishin lezera ha'av? We're just not sure. So the Gemara says, umid v'rabbanon misapkilehu. And for the fact that the rabbanon are misupak, the Rabbi Eliezer pshitale. Ultimately, Rabbi Eliezer is definitively sure that what? Ein choshishin lezera ha'av. V'hod disanyo hazro v'halichayim v'akeva noagim b'kai b'kilayim. Here, Rabbi Eliezer, we learned that what? The Kohanic portions, which normally apply to animals, right? The zro is the foreleg. The lechayim, the keva, the stomach, the chest. It applies to a kai and to a kilayim. That even, Rabbi Eliezer, when you have a kai or kilayim, you still have to give Kohanic gifts from these animals. Rabbi Eliezer omer, kilayim haba mina'ez, Umin harachel chai matonos. Rabbi Elazar says, if you have kelayim that comes from a goat and a sheep, that you have to give matonos, matnos kuna. Min akoi, but watch this, if it comes from a koi, patim min matonos. See, Rabbi Elazar, one thing that everybody agrees with is what? The only time you're obligated to give matonos, right, Kohanic portions, is from a behema, not from a chaya. So now you have Rabbi Elazar saying, you have to give it from kelayim. What type of kelayim? A sheep with a goat. But from a koi, you would not have to give matnos kuna. What type of koi? So I'm asking on, if we're talking about a goat which mates with a deer, Violden gives birth. Bishlam al Rabbi Eliezer de Pater. So according to Rabbi says, you don't have to give matnos kuna from such a case like that. It makes sense. Why? Kasavar se, vapilu miktas selo aminon. Because he holds, in order for it to have a sheep identity, it has to have complete sheep identity. Partial identity doesn't make you a sheep. Ela le Rabbanon. Nehi de kasavri se. But according to the Rabbanon, we say that even partial sheep identity is enough to categorize you as a sheep. I understand why half of the matnos kuna don't have to give to the Kohen. Right? Right? Because why? Because half of the animal is not obligated. And for the other portion, let the owner of the animal say to the Kohen, bring a raya, that you are choshish for paternity, and if you could prove that, I will give you your other portion. Ella, rather, what do you have to say we're dealing with over here? Bitzvi haba alataisha biyalda. We must be talking about a goat, a deer, which mated with a goat. Bishlom of the Rabbanon, my chayev. According to Rabbanon, what does it mean when you say your chayev matnos kuna? Bechatzi matanos. Your chayev was said to give 50% of the Kohanic gifts to reflect ultimately again the 50% of behemo. El Rabbi Eliezer lechayvi bekulu, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, you should be chayv in the entire amount. The entire amount. So right, Rabbi Eliezer says the Gemara, because they're not choshishin lezera av at all, and therefore this is a goat. To which the Gemara says, you're right. Bitzvi haba ala taisha v'yalda. Rather, again, what are we dealing with over here? With a deer which made it with a goat and gave birth. V'Rabbi Eliezer nami sapuki misapkile ychoshishin lezera av ilo. Ultimately, again, and Rabbi Eliezer himself is also Mesubak, are we Choshesh v'zera ha'av or not? So we'll say, we'll stop over here, and we'll say, we end off in a very interesting place. It appears, Rabbi Eliezer, that our sugya has come full circle, and essentially our entire discussion rests on this concept: do we recognize paternity by animals or not? We thought ultimately again that this was a defined machlokes, with the Rabbanon ultimately saying choshishin lezera'av, Rabbi Eliezer telling us in choshishin lezera'av, and of course we come now to the point where it seems to be everyone is misupak. As a suffix, I will say, by everyone, do we say choshishin lezera'av or not? So we'll say how we resolve that machlokes, or I should say how we resolve that safek in Meretz Hashem. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Thank you.
So a comment and a question.
I'm sorry?
I said a comment and a question. So.